Blog Talk Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. Hey, Teen Scene family. How are you doing this evening? It's wonderful to be with you another evening. Visit us online at facebook.com/teenscenedream. Actually, Teen Scene Radio, facebook.com/teenscenedream. Or visit or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. All right, another show, another wonderful evening. In the future, make sure you submit your most popular Facebook page, your most popular sports enthusiast. This show, popular sports enthusiast and or this evening is, what does it say here? Oh, Angel Rice. For, again, setting the world record for the most tumbles in 1 minute. This is an Olympic tumbler. 1 minute, I think it was, 10, 11? You know, she can do more than 10 or 11 a minute. I mean, I'm watching this video of her setting a record, 10 tumbles. What is it, 375 degrees, 11 of those, with as many handsprings as possible or necessary. I mean, this is a girl who's been tumbling since she was 3. You know, like cheerleading, tumbling, twists and turns in the air. You know, you got to look her up on YouTube, Angel Rice, tumbler. I'd love to have her on the show. I would probably have her on the show in the future and not just see it this evening. However, this girl, you know, she normally, I mean, could probably tumble a quarter of a mile. I mean, that's the beauty of tumbling, is to actually have a tumbler that continues tumbling all at once. You're not really supposed to stop when you tumble. Okay, you're supposed to continue flipping and use the fulcrum and momentum from the previous flips and tumbles to complete the entire tumble routine. However, these guys wanted to set a world record on television, and they've got her tumbling on this really short mat where this boy nearly broke his neck. It was seconds earlier. I mean, you know, clear the mat, why don't you, before the Olympic tumbler sets a record on the mat. Nonetheless, and see, you don't know about this until you've been forced. The significance of clearing the mat before a gold medal winner sets a foot on the mat. So this lady's talking to her, and this guy, this little boy, I mean, he did a good job. He kind of falls over, darn near on his neck and shoulders. And then she goes out on the mat tumbling. I already knew what it was that stopped her in the midst of the tumble. You know? And she stood there for a second, and I'm saying to myself, now, you know, you got to finish this last one or so. However, I know for sure what it was. The mat's too short. Because you want to do all 11 tumbles, or all 10 or 11 tumbles, one after another. I mean, that's a match day. It makes it look a little like a plane on a runway. Instead, they got on a short mat. And she has to stop and start and stop and start and stop and start. I mean, it looked like they did it on purpose. However, she got to 10 again anyway. You know, she can tumble more. She can tumble probably 15 or 70 times in a minute. But you know what? A true champion keeps it number one. Keeps it 100. So, you know, she gets like 9 done, and then she says, okay, one more. She pauses for a second and then gets that. Because she's saying, look, I've already done more than 10 in 1 minute online. I mean, I should probably post a video this week or within the coming few days, because it's definitely not weak, it's strong. And do like 15 tumbles, 20 tumbles in like a minute. And you have to give, you have to give professionals like this the right tools. You need to get this girl like a quarter of a mile mat so she can keep on going. She'll probably use 30. Like a plane on a runway. Congratulations, Angel Rice. I love you. You're great. Simone Biles at the Olympic trials. Yeah, it's good to have in the family, in the winning family, people who do every little part of a routine. You think it'd be great if there's like an A-plus person that does tumbles, an A-plus person that does the balance beam, A-plus person that does the vault. And you put all these people together into one, and you have Simone Biles. At the Olympics! The World Olympics! By the way, Vanda Rice, you know, she got some Olympic winning medals there on her Facebook. We had her on Facebook, you know, the number one. That's Simone Biles also. By the way, you guys, congratulations in advance, Simone. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing this number one winning video. Well, so, girls all around the world, Kelly Gymnastica in Russia. I love Katie Gymnastica. You got to look her up on YouTube. She has the most darling ribbon routine. I mean, she's wonderful. She got some number one medals also. I love her little dolls with the big eyes. I mean, she's got this wonderful global spirit. However, I love to watch her with her little ribbon routine. I mean, she's so good. Then she's good with the ball, too. It's like a different, it's a different category in gymnastics than Olympic gold medal winner Simone Biles or the Olympic gymnastic tumbler Angel Rice. This girl, I mean, she enjoys herself when she's doing this too. You know, you guys all gotta enjoy yourselves. It's all about fun. You ain't gotta love what you do. It's not really even for competition. It's just because I love what I do. Is all you're saying. And I can see that same love in Katie Gymnastica in Russia. I'm going to put a global team together of fun-loving gymnasts. But probably more than just do gymnasts. You know, I also love ballet. Like the Lindsay Twins, you know, they're great ballet professionals. Who else is good that I love? Why is your name not coming to mind? Oh, come on. It's going to come to mind in a few minutes. However, you all, when you're performing, anyone, whether it's music, I mean, you know, everybody loves my music. When I'm performing, I perform with love. I enjoy what I'm doing. When I'm on stage, or you know, if there are millions of people watching, or if the whole world's watching, billions of people, you gotta enjoy what you're doing. You let go and you enjoy the moment. Everybody has these memories later of that great experience. And we're live, and that's the main thing that matters. Grandma, I love you. Mom, I love you. Brothers and sisters, I love you. The entire that goes with enjoying something that you're doing and being number one and or maintaining a number one position, A plus number one position, revolves around love and loving what it is that you're doing. Does that make sense, everybody? So, yeah. Around the world, we look forward to a tour. You know what? Everybody visit Universal3000.com. Make sure you upload the Where Are We Going From Here album. There's over 550 song selections that you can choose from. Okay? Find songs that work for you. Some songs you're going to like more than others. It's like me. I like some of the songs more than others. Some of the songs play on the radio more, like Ballin' Y'all. I really love that one. Boss Ambition. Come on, Boss Ambition, we're going around the world. Come on, everybody heard Boss Ambition. If you haven't, request it on your local radio station today. Call in the request line. If they don't have Boss Ambition, go ahead and download and send it to them. Tell them, where do I send this song so that you all can have it? Every radio station has Boss Ambition by KB, a.k.a. Trillion, Trillion, Trillion. Universal Supreme Industry, U.S. Records, Credit Currency Records. And get it while you can. All right? You got to scroll down in that list. It's in there somewhere. Boss Ambition. Kind of three-fourths of the way now. 550 songs you got to look for. I like Being With You. I also like, what other song do I like on the album? Being With You, A Dream. That's what it is, Being With You, A Dream. That one's a radio player, all-time radio player. Can't Change Me is one of my good songs, one of the good songs that I love on the Where Do We Go From Here album. And, you know, music is important. I just finished with 4.0 grade point average summer school. 6 weeks. Yesterday, last day, turned in my final. 4.0. That's two 4.0 semesters. It doesn't matter. You know, whether you have a full or one class, whatever. You know, whatever. Whatever. 4.0, baby! For all you who are in school and preparing for next school semester, who are waiting for us to open up special schools such as the University School of Arts and National University that is meticulously designed for you, then your educational process. Okay? We're also preparing to launch the magazine. I got an investor and a partner I'm going to see this week so that we can launch the Campus Land Cuties magazine. We are now a .com, CampusLandCutiesMagazine.com. Make sure it says magazine, CampusLandCutiesMagazine.com. That's the site I would like for you to go to, team. That's the appropriate site. Make sure it says magazine. Listen, 90 seconds here, ladies and gentlemen. You are a winner. And when you are a winner, you must love what it is that you do, because you will do what it is that you love for free. When you do what you love for free, because what you love, you are past 66 and you're passionate about, you're good at what you do. You're not just good, you're great. You're excellent. You're a professional because you love what you do. And when you love what you do and what you do for free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, guess what? The compensation comes in excessive amounts because it is something ultimately that compensates you appropriately for unlimited love in what it is that you do. Okay, does that make sense? Facebook.com/TNCRadio, TNCDream@gmail.com. Family, work with me, and I'll work with you. thank you for listening to this team scene radio.